USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Finger pointing from all sides continuing when it comes to the separation of immigrant children from their parents and guardians at the U.S.-Mexican border. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon says it is a Trump administration policy, and he defended it yesterday on ABC's This Week.
Give me border wall security, we won't have this problem. He has a zero-tolerance situation. He's drawn a line in the sand, and I don't think he's going to back off from it.
Last week, President Trump blamed Democrats for the policy, and yesterday, his special counsel Kellyanne Conway said the administration is simply enforcing a long-standing law. That is House Democrat Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press, there is no such law.
The GOP has become the party of lies.
Three people dead, 250 injured after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake rattles Osaka, Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Three suspects are tied to a New Jersey arts festival shooting, according to authorities in Mercer County. They say the suspects shot at each other because of a neighborhood beef during the event, but in the process, they injured 22 people. One of the three suspects ended up dead. Two others are hospitalized. At least five people died in a high-speed Border Patrol chase in South Texas, an SUV fleeing Border Patrol agents. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
U.S. Border Patrol agents and sheriff deputies were trying to stop the Chevy Suburban, but the vehicle sped away, traveling at 100 miles an hour when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. I spoke to reporter Jaffney Gray of San Antonio's KSAT TV 12.
Several people were ejected, 14 people total inside of the vehicle, including a driver and a passenger who were both U.S. citizens, and the rest were undocumented immigrants.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Outgoing Republican Congressman Mark Sanford, who lost a GOP primary last week, voicing concern about whether President Trump, in his words, will be held accountable for his actions. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He famously was with his mistress while saying publicly he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Sanford knows the damage his lies did when he was the governor of South Carolina, telling NBC's Meet the Press.
But there were incredible consequences, financially, politically, socially, lost my marriage. I can go down a long list. And so maybe the reason I'm so outspoken on this now is there is no seeming consequence to the president and lies.
His political career was resurrected when he won a House seat in 2013. For a year and a half, though, Sanford has taken to criticizing President Trump, and that cost him in last Tuesday's primary, even though he voted with the president's wishes nearly 90% of the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And celebrations in Mexico City after a stunning win over Germany in the World Cup. And they literally shook up the town. Mexico beat the heavily favored German team yesterday, and when they did, earth-shaking celebrations literally broke out in the streets. They were so intense, two of Mexico City's earthquake sensors were triggered. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.